We all need healing of one sort or another. The healing of these frail bodies is probably the least important of the healing that we need. That might sound strange, but it's true. One time in a Bible study of this particular gospel text that we have today, a woman commented kind of jokingly. She said, "Sure, the poor lady was healed so she could get up and fix something to eat for those guys." After the laughter kind of subsided, it struck me that I never considered that part of the text. Mark writes, "Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them." Again, thinking about that woman's sense of humor, I wondered, what healing do we need so that we can serve our Lord? The question is more complex than maybe we first guessed. The first thing that needs to happen, of course, we need to realize that we need healing. Who goes to the doctor when they feel no need? As people of faith, we know we are both physical and spiritual beings. We do pray for our physical health. These physical bodies can keep us from doing the good that God wants us to do. We probably have heard it said when someone comes through a serious accident or an illness, they might say something like, "God must still have something for me to do." It makes me a little uncomfortable when I hear that because I really believe God has something for all of us to do. The fact is, we will all face death of these physical bodies one day. The bigger question is, how will I serve while the time I have? Are we as concerned about our spiritual health as we are our physical health? Do we ask each day, "Lord, what good do you want me to do today?" Do we live with eternity in mind? Jesus' primary reason for coming was to touch lives, to touch our lives, to touch our lives at both of our peaks and our valleys. When you and I put our trust in what Jesus has accomplished in his death and resurrection, that allows us to go beyond our personal situation, and we find that it is our faith that enables us to face whatever. God came to us in Jesus to give us the power to say, in the midst of life's struggles, "I believe." The cross is our symbol that ultimate defeat over all struggles. We are people of the cross because we realize on the cross Jesus' suffering and dying was very real, and that he did it so that we could have fullness of life here and now and eternity. When you and I understand our life in terms of death and resurrection, then new possibilities come to us. We know that God has a purpose for us, even in times when our physical health is failing us. The God of all creation loves each of us with a love that extends beyond this life. And such love touches us with the knowledge of his purpose for us until we face the end of our earthly life. I remember a story shared with me. A pastor was visited by a woman whose daughter had died a few days prior. Her daughter had suffered many months before her death. The mother brought a small box containing a few cherished items of her daughter's. In the box was a diary in which her daughter wrote daily prayers. Some prayers were written early in her illness. In those prayers, she asked that God would give her strength to endure her illness. When she became weaker, her prayer was that God would give her courage in times when she was afraid. And shortly before her death, she prayed that when strength and courage were taken away, she would be loved by those around her. Her prayer showed a relationship with her God and the need to know that love is a healing power, even in allowing one to die in the security of being loved. What we face in life, even death, we can say, I believe. The woman in her prayer showed the faith she had at the end of her earthly life. When her body was no longer strong enough to sustain her, her spiritual health was able to strengthen enough to carry her into the loving arms of her Lord. May that be true for each of us. Amen. Let us pray. Confident that God, our light and our salvation, hears us when we pray, we now offer our prayers for the church, for our world, and for all those who are in need. For the church, we pray for its pastors, its councils, musicians, teachers, all who proclaim the gospel, that your gift of steadfast love and mercy will spread throughout the world. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the earth and all its living creatures, for those preparing fields for planting, for those favorable weather, that all of us who care for this life will find voice to help creation thrive, and that we be good stewards of what you have given to us. Let us pray. For all rulers of the earth in local, regional, national, international offices, and for those without the power of official office, that they will be given the courage to work for the protection of all people and act as your servants for all. Let us pray. For all who suffer this day, the sick, the wounded, those who are grieving, those who are brokenhearted, hungry or exploited, those with malaria, and all who need our prayers, that they will be consoled and healed by health care workers, counselors, family, and friends. Let us pray. For those who gather in fellowship and festivals, for ministries of this congregation in our community and throughout the world, that in all of our services, we see ourselves centered around Christ. Let us pray. O God of power and love, be present with all for whom we lift up in prayer, that weakness may be overcome and strength restored and health renewed. We pray this day for Tara's Blood, who is recovering from her cancer surgery and who is now at home. For those under physical therapy, we lift up Laura Dahlquist, Gail Brownlee, June Kieser, Jean Kiso, and Sharon Clock. We also keep in prayer Phyllis Larson, the sister-in-law of Bud and Terry Larson, who is very ill in the hospital at this point, and being with her husband Emil, as he sits with her. Prayers of thanksgiving that Vic is now home and with his family. We also let you be with him as he goes under some dialysis this coming week as well. We pray for our young people who are celebrating the anniversary of their baptisms this month, and we lift up in prayer Gabrielle Hall, Joel Robbins, and Emma McCleary. May they remember their baptism with thanksgiving and joy. And we celebrate with Jim and Carol Halliday, celebrating their wedding anniversary this week. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, and trusting always that you hear us and you will address those needs that bring wholeness to us. We pray in our Lord's name. Amen.